Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com.
Our guest today is Daria Mellon. She is a business coach, author, and speaker. Daria, welcome to our podcast today.
Thanks for having me.
You do one of the things that I most love talking about only because a lot of people don't do it well. And if you do it well, you really can do amazing things. And I say that because I speak for a living. I also have coaching programs to help other people understand how to market themselves as a speaker. And you can have the best lawyer in the world, best product, best service. None of that matters, bluntly speaking, if you don't know marketing.
Exactly.
And that being said, Daria, tell us when you realize that you're really good at marketing.
So it wasn't when I got my marketing degree at the university here. I took my degree and I found myself interviewing for a job selling traditional advertising years ago, before websites were really a thing, before social media was a thing at all. And I took the interviews at a university and found myself selling media advertising. And I got to spend years sitting with business owners and learning from them what had worked, what hadn't worked, and honestly, testing out our advertising campaigns with them, along with them. So I learned how advertising worked by spending time and doing campaigns with every industry you can think of over 15 years. And when I was in media advertising, you know, having a website for your business became important. And then social media became a thing. And at first it was like a wild west. And I saw the effect that had on businesses as they started to adopt it. So I learned through direct trial and error with my business owners.
And that's great, Daria. And I want to really highlight one thing, because there's a massive, massive difference between those that are doing social media marketing now, and then those like you are doing social media marketing, but you have a foundation of actual sales and marketing, because you have both the traditional concepts of marketing, which is really about emotion and marketing, like a Nike or like the old school brands. And then now with social media, I just find a lot of people that the newer iterations of marketers, they focus so much on the flash, but they don't have the foundation. So it sounds like you have both. Now, how do you define sales and marketing? Like, some people lump that together, but how do you differentiate between sales and marketing so that our listeners can learn about, again, the sales part and the marketing part?
Yeah, well, the work I do with my clients is on both. Sales is the direct relationships you're building, the finding and connecting with prospects, bringing them into your sales funnel, walking them through the process until you've asked for the business, and all the follow-up work after. Marketing is anything that you're doing that allows the public to know who you are, who you serve, and what you do. So when somebody says, you know, I'm not sure if I'm doing a good job of marketing, sometimes it's as simple as the community involvement that they are part of, or, you know, it could be anything from their social media to them doing local speaking gigs to being part of a charitable event. All of that's marketing. It's anytime somebody gets exposure to your brand, I would consider marketing.
No, that's great. Yeah. And I like your marketing, meaning I'm looking at your LinkedIn profile. And again, all these things seem simple, but consistently I see people not doing it. So for instance, you have this join the 8-week Rethink Marketing Coaching Program. So it's crystal clear, it's about marketing, it's a coaching program, it's 8 weeks, and you have join, which is like a call to action, right? So again, it's simple, but a lot of people don't do it. And even another one you have, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say, people often complicate things where they think it has to be all fireworks and unicorns, but marketing needs to just be clear on who you're serving and what problem you solve for them. And when I worked in radio, and we would often start coming up with promotions. And I always remember the promotions director saying, the name of the promotion should just say what the thing is. If it's the cutest baby contest, just call it the cutest baby contest. If you have to explain the title after, you're complicating it way too much, right?
I love that, Daria. Yeah. I used to be a single songwriter, and there was always a phrase as a songwriter, they say, don't bore us, get to the chorus.
Oh, I love that.
It's a very simple formula where a lot of people that listen to music, if you can't catch me in the first four bars, you're done. And if you're not catch by the 18th, like 16th bar, you're done. But similar concept, we live in a world that everyone's distracted. And again, I'm going to give you more props. I'm looking at your, because it's one thing for you to say it, Daria, and I'm going to read it for the people that hear it, and hopefully they actually process it and apply it. So you also have a thing that says, the real way to eliminate, automate, and delegate. Again, super simple, but they're active verbs, and I want to eliminate certain things. I want to automate. I want to delegate. So talk to us about one example of those three things.
Yeah, I spend a ton of time with my private coaching clients. A lot of them are service-based professionals who just find that they're not getting enough time, or they don't know what to do with their business development. Like, I'm sitting in my at my desk, and I'm a lawyer, and I've been told I need to find new clients. But how do I go about doing that? And also, I have all this other stuff to do. So part of my work with them is to figure out what is the best use of their time and then get rid of everything else. Because at the end of each week, if you haven't done the things that are going to actually move the needle on your business, then eventually you won't have enough clients to work with. So business development needs to be a 52-week of the year thing. And if everything else is getting in the way, like making a nice new pretty cover page for your proposals, where last year's cover page worked just fine, maybe that's an eliminate, you know? And the eliminate, automate, delegate, I think it originally came from Tim Ferriss, because he was one of my like inspirations when I first started my business. And that always stuck with me. So every once in a while, when I feel overwhelmed or when my clients feel overwhelmed, I have them make a list of all the things on their to-do list, cross out the things that are like the nice to haves, but not necessary. Like I said, fixing up that cover page for a proposal, you know, and then automate what you can. Everything from using a calendar program for people to book appointments with you to, you know, Google templated emails, the ones that you send all the time rather than retyping it. And then delegate. There's like a lot of things that a virtual assistant can do for you that would free up so much of your time to be prospect and client facing. But people think, well, because I can do it, I should. And I always say, well, what are the activities that are going to move the needle on your business? Those are the things you put into your calendar first. Everything else you do as you can, or you eliminate, automate, delegate it.
Yeah. That's perfect, Daria. And again, just for our listeners to know, the blunt truth and the reality is, if you want to run a sustainable business, it's about sales and marketing. Mm-hmm. The marketing helps you get yourself out there, and sales helps you actually have a business, because if you don't have either of them, you don't have a business. And that's why a lot of people that have hobbies and want to make a business, it's also about a self-awareness where you clearly know what you're talking about in marketing and sales, Daria. So ultimately, the people listening, business owners especially, accept that maybe you're not good at sales, maybe you're not good at marketing. And with sales especially, there's not many people I know that love rejection, and sales and rejection are literally brothers and sisters of the same family of success. And
well, I love what you said about accept that this might not be your strong suit, but I always say to accept that you are in sales now, and that's okay. There's a way to do it where it's not sleazy and it's genuine. But if you have a product or service to offer, you have to learn the skills of selling. And so you just have to accept that you're in a sales role as a professional, even if you never thought that you'd be in a sales role.
Now, that's a great point, but also hire someone like you.
Right.
Because again, with sales, like, I love sales because I look at sales as service, right?
Yes.
And I've done this for so many years, but I know a lot of people that, oh my gosh, Chris, I literally had a person that was interested in being a speaker. And I said, so how many times do you ask me a speaker? He said, twice. I'm like, great. When you do it 20 times, 200 times, 2000 times, come back to me and tell me if you're successful or not. But again, that's a sales mentality. But I encourage our listeners to find people like you, Daria, who you're very genuine, you're very specific, you'll learn, you have foundation. Because again, just because they say, oh, I'm good at sales, I'm like, well, show me. Like, again, in your case, Daria, I'm literally looking at your profile. If you didn't have this, I couldn't tell our listeners that you are good at what you do, because I can see it with my own eyes. Because a lot of people, they say they're good, you talk to them, and they're completely just void of any substance. So Daria, thank you for finding the substance. Do you have any success stories that you can share about who you helped and what the results were?
I have a really recent one. I have two really quick ones. One is a private client of mine works in a specialized healthcare service. And she just hit the ground running in June after the original kind of lockdown eased up. And just by building relations, I taught her how to build relationships with champions. So, you know, the physicians who these patients go to first, who can refer her, and the schools that work with the students who have this particular health problem, who can refer her. And so teaching her how to build champion relationships allowed her to find all of her prospects through other people that they were already going to go to because of this health problem. And within June till October, she hit her first $10,000 month. And she'd actually tried starting a business before, but because she didn't understand how to build it, she was really great at the service she provided, but not necessarily understanding how to do a business development and build champions, she was unable to find success. So this time, the fact that from between June and October, she already hit her first revenue goals. She has staff now and she's looking for a physical space of her own. That was a huge win. It was just the best to hear from her. She was so excited on our call. And so that's the kind of thing I love to see, is when we're focused on who our niche markets are, who our champions are, and what steps we have to take to build our brand, that it leads to that kind of success. And then another little one, I had a client in my group alumni or my group coaching program. She said, "Daria, you know, the way that you helped me narrow down niche markets and messaging for my audience, I'm using it for my dating apps to find the type of guys that I want to date." She's like, "The same tools apply." If you narrow down the type of guy you want to date and say words that are going to connect with that kind of guy. So she's using my marketing tips to also improve her dating life.
No, it works, because, you know, guys, I'm not going to speak for every guy, but a lot of guys are just simple creatures. One simple thing. So
yeah,
again, it's whether in business or in dating or in life,
you have
clarity of who you want to meet, whether in a mate or an actual meaningful partner or a meaningful client. It still comes down to what you just shared, Daria, which is always being authentic. You don't have to be sleazy.
Of course. But
be really clear on what you want, either from a client or from partners. So Daria, thank you so much for sharing your substance with us. How can our guests connect and stay in touch with you?
So they can find me at boostcoaching.ca and also Daria Mallon on LinkedIn. And I'm also on Instagram at Boost Strategic Coaching.
Daria, thank you for being on our podcast. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.